Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hello, it's Lays and Stories.
It's the radio segment that's trying to convince ESPN to take his new idea for a sport and run with it.
Oh,
he calls it FCF, full contact fishing.
Hey, I love it.
Is it like noodling? Is
no,
it
for... it's if a guy in the boat next to you hooks a bigger trout, you jump off the top deck of your boat onto him and take that bad boy for yourself.
All right, let's go.
Trout slam.
I like it.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. Those other salmon slammers just don't. This first Laser Story is out of North Carolina. 37-year-old man named Christopher Miglino is being hailed as a hero.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good way to start.
At least he was.
Uh-oh.
According to the police report, he was walking around his neighborhood and saw a house on fire.
Yeah.
And so he yelled for somebody to call the fire department.
That's great.
Meanwhile, he whipped out a garden hose and tried battling it himself.
Oh my God!
I mean, good for him.
Very brave. And when the actual firefighter showed up, they repeatedly asked Christopher to leave, but he wouldn't.
Oh, he's here to do a job.
Instead,
okay, Jeff?
He kept yelling, "We're in this together."
Yeah. I think he'd been denied from the department a few times.
Yeah, he's having his moment.
Wasn't just that, but he was also wearing some kind of New York City Fire Department gear.
Oh, God.
And was barking orders to the other guys on how to keep the blaze down.
No.
Go!
Oh.
So after he refused to leave the scene of a fire four so separate funny. Times,
wow.
Christopher was eventually arrested.
I can't wait till this guy goes to an NFL game and just tries to play football. Because he did it once.
He was taken to jail and hit with three separate charges.
Yikes.
As for the fire, it looks like they were able to stop it in time, it only did minimal damage. And that's why I say he's a little bit of a hero.
Yeah, he was still there. He still called him.
This next Laser Story is out of Colville, Washington. If you're an unusually hairy man, maybe steer clear of Northeast Washington next month.
Uh-oh.
Or at least keep your shirt on.
Uh-oh.
I say that because the sheriff's office in Colville posted a funny update on Facebook after a guy called in to ask if he's allowed to hunt Sasquatch.
It looks like a giant ape with a man's face.
Wait, was that the real call or was it not? I'm honestly asking.
That wasn't this particular call. That was a different one.
It sounded legit to me.
But he said he's going to be coming in from out of town, and he wanted to know if Bigfoot hunting is legal there, and if so, does he need a special license?
Calm down.
Is it legal?
I don't know why. Bigfoot doesn't exist, Alexis.
Is there a rule?
No, okay. Yeah.
there's
there
a rule.
Laws.
You can't shoot hairy men.
Okay.
Hairy
yeah,
people that are walking on their hind legs.
Forget I asked. Just...
They told them it was really more of a question for the Fish and Wildlife Office.
Okay.
Got it. Wildlife.
But was Alexis's wildlife? Cousin working the front desk wherever he called?
Yeah.
But he said he already had called them, and they told him to ask the cops about it.
What? Just tell the guy no.
Whoever took the call passed it all the way up the chain of command. He told them he wanted to clarify that he was only interested in bagging a male Sasquatch.
Okay. You don't want to get like a doe.
He would not shoot a female.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a gentleman. That would be inhumane. Also, the man said he understands there might not be many left in that area.
In that area.
Because he heard that the deputies frequently hit them with their patrol cars at night.
Did he finally get someone to confirm that for him?
No confirmation.
No,
in
that's
the end,
too bad.
The chief of police wanted to pass along that in case anybody else is considering traveling to the area to hunt Bigfoot.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
This next laser story is out of Weatherworld. There's now a way to guarantee no rain on your vacations.
What?
Really?
Or at least get a refund if the weather does suck.
Oh. I thought we were going to only be able to travel to the desert or something.
Because there's a new app called Weather Promise, which guarantees up to $10,000 if it rains on your world travels.
What?
No way!
I need this. So, it rains everywhere I go.
How does it work? Weather Promise has you put in your travel destination.
Okay.
When you're going to be there and how much the trip is going to cost.
Okay.
And then they'll use their artificial intelligence software to tell you how much they think it's going to rain.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay.
And if they get it wrong, they will cover the cost of your entire trip.
They just volunteering themselves for this.
That's amazing.
They're that sure that the AI can get it right?
It's that simple. The users will receive an apology along with instructions to click a link and confirm payment details so that the full cost of your vacation is refunded immediately. However, there is a catch.
Here we go, Jeff. What
you
do you got?
You do have to pay for weather insurance. And prices on that may vary depending on where you're going and for how long.
So you have to pay them in order to get any money from them.
Bingo.
Okay.
Like, for example, a $5,000 trip to Honolulu for 2 weeks, the weather insurance on that would run you $250.
Whoa, that's pricey.
It is pricey, but if it rains, honestly, if you're just betting, right, if they're wrong, you're going to get your trip for free.
Yo, and in Hawaii, it will rain for like 5 minutes and then stop.
But it's like if it rains more than their prediction.
Yes, that's what
like
you have to.
Inch or the
you
inch.
Have to like beat the AI.
You're
this.
Like literally doing rain
dances.
And what if they're right about the weather? Well, then you lose the $250 that you paid them for the insurance.
Oh,
so
dang.
Is it worth the gamble?
Oh,
kind of sounds like it, actually.
Well, just remember, the house always wins. So there's
We're
a reason they
that.
Started this company.
Yeah.
It wasn't to lose money.
Let's do it, Jeff. Yeah.
We'll give it a try. This next laser story is out of food news.
Ooh.
Would cute fruit be more enticing to you?
When it's tinier, it's already cuter.
Like, little clementines are amazing.
Okay. If so, new adorably tiny single-serving pineapples just made their debut.
Oh,
my hosts are going to be looking at the picture here.
It's like the size of an apple. It's like a grapefruit.
It looks like it could fit into just a regular size cereal bowl.
Yeah.
But once you take the skin off this and core it, like there's...
It's about the look before you cut it.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's more an aesthetic for the house.
The smaller pineapples are about the size of your fist. And
they're that small?
The company Del Monte is behind it.
Oh, really?
Calling the small pineapples precious honey glows.
Oh.
And they only weigh a pound or two.
Honey glows? I want to call them pineacuties.
I want to call them pineapples.
I like that, too.
They're supposed to be a little bit sweeter. So if your issue with pineapples is they're not sweet enough,
could that be an issue?
Are you kidding me? They're like sweet acid.
Well, problem
solved. That's like literally what it is.
Problem solved. That was
tasty.
Your complaint. Also, they're small enough for a couple people to eat in one sitting, or if you're a fan, you could polish one off all by yourself. So why are they doing this?
Yeah.
They say it's to reduce food waste, and also because more of us live alone now.
Okay.
28% of American households are occupied by a single person.
Okay.
So for now, at least, you probably won't see them in your local grocery store. They're only available online, and you can find the link for it up on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Can you get pineapples online?
Can we buy one for the studio?
I guess. One pineapple. One tiny pineapple.
You can go in front of my little Snoop Dogg character in front of me.
It's real fruit. It's going to rot.
Well,
It'll be our little show mascot.
Okay.
Right. Never mind. No pineapples.
You always want to put pineapples on the doors around here, and I don't understand it.
I like that story because it debunks the theory that bigger is always better.
No. Absolutely.
The new saying is smaller is the new baller.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to pick up steam.
You like it more.
Yeah. And that's what this guy is saying. And he's a crawler. And that's how means Lazy Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.